Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're on the top line of Lamed Vav. More Agadata, I think the entire Daf today is Agadata. So here we go. Bo Ru'u Kama Nisim Nasu Ba'otzi Yom. Let's see all the miracles that were done that day. What day? The day that they came into Eretz Yisrael. First of all, I think the Ben Yoyada is going to conclude at the end of this whole discussion, there were five miracles. First of all, Avru Yisrael is the Yarding. They crossed over the Yarding. That itself was a miracle because the Yarding split. Ubo l'hargrizim l'arevel. They came to Hargrizim l'arevel, Yortzim Mishishim Mil, which is 60 mil away. It's a long trip. The Ein called Ber Yachal Lama l'fneihem. Nobody stood in the way. V'chol ha'omer l'fneihem miad nisrat. And if anyone did stand in the way, they got destroyed. What does that mean, anyone stand in the way? Like a person or like a rodent?
An army.
Okay. Shinema, like it says, Esemasi ashaleach lefanecha vahamosi eskol ha'om asher tovo behem. V'omer, tipol aleihem emasa vafachad. Ad yavor amcha Hashem, zubi rishona. Ad yavor am zukanisa, zubi ashnia. The biashnia is with Ezra. And Mormiati, you see from here, Ru'uyin hayu Yisrael. Yisrael was worthy. Lasas lehem neis b'biyashniya, kibir rishona. They were worthy to have a second coming, a nisim in the second return, like in the first return. Ela shagar machet, but chet prevented that from happening. Says Rashi in the second skinny line. The first skinny line is the different one. Lalos lehem neis, liyasos lehem neis, lalos bizroa, to come in with force. With strength. V'lohayu mishtabdin l'malchus. Not to be subjugated to some kingdom. Ella, shegarim chetam shel Yisrael. The chet was caused. Bimei bayis rishon. During bayis rishon. The days of bayis rishon. The nigzar aleihem. And they made a gzera. Shelo yalu ela bereshus. That they could only come into Eretz Yisrael with permission of who? Of Persia, Bavel, whoever's in charge. Right? Kedetziv mibochem mikol amo. Esti Yavitz, 1 second. The people that wanted to come back during by Ezra were not these people. This is the Rashi says the people in Bayis Rishon were bad. They didn't deserve Nisim. So their descendants, their children and grandchildren, 70 years later, can't go in with they have to go in like groveling. It's not fair. They didn't do anything, right? Do you know what Rashi said? The people in the first base Hamikdash were bad. They didn't warrant an ace. They're not the ones who came back. Their children and grandchildren, 70 years later. So how old are they already? Yeah, there were a few old timers. The Navi says a few old timers remembered the first base. Minari people. Most of them were the children and grandchildren. So why are they punished? It's a good question. So the Yavetz answer is because even though they're not the same people, they still married foreign women, right? That was a busy, right? That was before the internet, so they were busy with foreign women and they were marrying foreign women. So even though that was a big temptation back then, in those 70 years, that was a big temptation. They married foreign women. So the pasuk in Nehemiah says that it was a big story then. So that's why they didn't warrant. That's not what Rashi really says. That's the Yavetz answers. So you have to say they weren't really such tzaddikim. Yeah, they weren't as bad as their fathers. They didn't. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed under their watch, but they weren't such tzaddikim that they were right for an ace. That's not what Rashi says. The question is better than the answer. Okay. V'yachakach heviu es ha'avanim. Then they brought the stones back into Gemara. Ubanu es ha'mizbeach. They built the mizbeach. V'saduhu basid. V'kasfu aleihem es kol divrei ha'Torah b'shivim lashon. And they wrote the Torah in 70 languages. Shemar ber heitev. It says they wrote it very good. What does very good mean? That means 70 languages. V'helu olo shlamim v'achlu v'shatsu v'samchu baruchu v'klalu. They did all that. V'kiblu as ha'avanim. They folded up the stones, so to speak. Ubo v'lanu ba'gilgal. They brought them over to Gilgal. They rested in Gilgal. Shinema, like it says, v'avartem osam imchem v'hanachtem osam b'malon. Right? They went to the. They stayed over in a hotel. Yachal b'chol malon v'malon. Any hotel? Talmud Amar no. Asher talinu bo ha'layla. Iksiv yes shtei mesri avanim ha'ela asher lakhu. Okay. So basically, according to the Ben Yehuda here, there are five nisim. Number one, they crossed over the Yarden. Number two, they had kfitzas haderech. They ought to get all these places in one day so fast. Number three, no one stood in the way. Number four, if something did stand in the way, they got destroyed. And number five, this all happened in one day. That itself is an ace. Such a, I mean, only 24 hours in a day, right?
Okay. So the in one day is an ace itself.
Exactly.
The sip was put on to preserve the...
The what?
What was the sip for? To preserve?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we're going to have... We had that yesterday.
I don't know, it was a difficult
Gemara there.
Is it making clear to preserve it?
I think it was to preserve it. That's what I thought it was. You put on something on a, you put lime and it gives it more substance. I don't know.
Because yesterday you said that first you wrote it and then you put it on.
Right. So then he said, how can you read it?
Right.
So he said they scraped it off. So what are you putting it on for? I don't know.
Protects the stone.
What?
Protects the stone.
Right. Okay. Tana. Tira lo over imahem. The wasp didn't cross over the Yarden with them. Didn't? It says, I'm going to send the wasps, and the wasps are going to destroy the goyim in Eretz Canaan. So what do you mean, no? So Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, no. Al-Sfasi Yardin Amda. No. They were on the edge of the Yardin. V'zarka Bahen Mara, and they shot their poison. V'simta Inehen Milmala, and it blinded their eyes up on top. V'sirsar Milmata, and it made them incapable of having children down below. The poison hit them. Shenemar, like it says, Vanochi Shmarati Yisrael Mori B'pneihem Asher Kigova Arazim Gavuhu V'Chasanhu Ke'alonim V'Ashmin Piriyav Mima'al V'Sharashav Mitachas. On above and below. Rav, Papa, by the way, I just read a bunch of words. What on earth does that mean? What's the depth of this? What's the Gemara trying to teach us? Why couldn't the wasp have to stand on the other side of the Yarden and shoot its poison across the Yarden? Why? What's the I don't know. Exactly. Whoever they were. So what's the message of this? Why couldn't the wasp cross over? Assuming there are no wasps in Israel, right? Rav Papa Amar, no. There were two wasps. Chada de Moshe, the Chada de Yehoshua. De Moshe lo avar. The one from Moshe's time didn't cross over. De Yehoshua avar. The one from Yeshua did cross over. Okay. I don't know what to say. Okay, next.
Mission of sterile didn't impact that.
Well, it's difficult to continue the next generation.
I know that. I want to wipe them out. Kind of complicated. We're going to wipe them out now.
I hear. Shisha shvatim ol rosh hargrizim. So it says in the pasuk there in Yoshua that six went up to hargrizim. Then it says v'hachetzio and the other half and the half. Says my v'hachetzio. What does it mean v'hachetzio? Says Rashi, my v'hachetzio. B'Yeshua hachikziv b'haikra. It says the masnisin v'chal Yisrael chetzio al mol hargrizim, half an hargrizim, and it should have said v'chetzio harevel, but it doesn't say that. It says v'hachetzio and the half el mol harevel. Lamoli lemichtav v'hachetzio. The mashma ochetzio miyuchad. Either it means the better half. That special half. Oh, Hanitzkar b'mokom acher. Or a half that I mentioned somewhere else. What's v'hachetzio? With the hay there. Right? So, Amar of Kahana. So, if Kahana says a statement which is impossible to be true, he says, Kederach shechalukin kan, kach chalukin v'avne ephod. The way they were split up on Hargrizim and Harevel is the same, six and six, is the same six and six on the stones of the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. Six and six on the ephod. That's how it was split up. Now, that's what Kahana just said. That's v'hachetzio. The half from the Kohen Gadol's ephod. That's the half. That's why it's a special half. So the problem with that is that there's a machlokes, which shvatim were in which stone. There are 12, so it's 6 and 6. There's a machlokes about that. No one says that it's the same 6 and 6 that were in Hargrizim and Arevel. No one says that. We know which ticks were in Hargrizim and Arevel. The Torah says. These six over here, and these six over here. Doesn't say which six go on which side of the stone. Which
maybe it just means it was evenly divided.
So, then why you just said that? We know it's evenly divided. Six and six.
Right. So, maybe,
so the question maybe, is, why did the Torah, why did the Navi say v'hachetzio? Which implies, and either the better half, or the half I mentioned somewhere else. So what did I mention somewhere else? A half. Says Rav Kahana, the half from the ephod. The problem is, no one says this. No one holds this is how it was split up in the ephod. The Torah doesn't say how. No one, but it's not the same six. You understand?
How do you know it's not the same six?
Well, we'll see right now how we know. Because, one minute. Shtei Avonim Tovo Tzayilu L'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had two stones. This is not the Choshen. On the ephod, on the top, on the shoulder, there were two. There was like a stone with a strap, and each stone had six Shvatim on it. Kohen Gadol al Kseifav, on his shoulders. Achas Mikan v'Achas Mikan. One on the right shoulder, one on the left shoulder. Shneimos Shvatim Kasev Aleihem. There was 12 names, right? Shishal Evan Zu, v'Shishal Evan Zu. Shenema, like it says. Shisha Mishmosam al Evan Achas. Write six names on one stone. Shnia Kitoldo Sam. And the second stone, like the way they were born. Kitoldo Sam. Right? According to their birth, which means that what?
Chronological.
Which means the second stone had the following six Shvatim. Gad, Asher, Yisachar, Zevulun, Yosef, and Binyamin. No, those six were not on one of these two mountains.
Okay.
Right? Now, by the first stone, it doesn't say
Ketoldosam.
It doesn't say Ketoldosam. V'lo Rishona Ketoldosam. Why not? Mibnei Yehuda Mukdam. Because Yehuda was first, even though he wasn't the firstborn. So the second stone said Yehuda first. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, and Naphtali.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be necessarily an argument.
What? 1 minute.
Ketoldosam does not have to be an argument about it.
No. So the point is, one stone said,
right.
So one stone had Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, Naphtali, and the other stone had the other six.
Right.
That's not how it was set up in our Gritim and our Evil.
Okay, but
not how. So if Kahana made a statement, the way it was set up in our Gritim and our Evil is just like on the stones.
Right.
Well, whoever said this, the way Tana said this, can't agree with Rav Kahana. That can't be right. Nobody says that.
But it can be.
Well, how?
Because Ketoldosam can also mean according to the chronological thing. How is it laid out on the ephod?
The ephod or
the choshen? How is it laid out
on the choshen?
No,
so we just said.
No. It doesn't tell you who. What is it this way written down?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter. No matter what, these are not the same six that one agrees on our ephod.
1 second, you can use the same line for both of them. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Written like this,
right?
Or you can say Reuven, Yehuda, however it's done, as in that same.
Right, order. We had.
Ketoldosam just means in the order of its birth. Doesn't necessarily mean which one that it has to be first, second, third.
I know that.
Why? I don't understand what you're saying.
I understand what he's saying. It doesn't.
They can skip names.
But if they didn't skip names, they just skip one name.
That's it. But if it skips names, according to the Torah,
one name.
But it's written straight down. It still can be written, instead of saying Yehuda's first, and then Reuven second, it would be Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. In an order. I don't know how that was laid out on the strap. It also just means that it's order. It doesn't mean that you have to be Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
I'm missing something when you said. What do you mean order? If it's not in order, then it's not in order. If Reuven was born first, and you're telling me that it's Yehuda should be first, it's still in order? It's not in order, because it's like something.
Ketoldosam means according to the order of their birth.
Right, so who's the firstborn?
Whoever's on that list.
Who's the firstborn?
Whoever's on that list.
Okay, so 1 second. On Har Gerizim were the following six.
Right.
Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin.
That's right.
On the other six were Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali. That's not what this person said. Those are not the same six on each stone. Can't be him. That's very simple. That's what we're just trying to prove. It can't be him. It's a different name. Totally different Shvatim.
That's
1 minute.
How do you translate Ketoldosam?
So the Gemara translated in the order they were born.
So makes
except
sense.
In the first stone, it wasn't Ketoldosam because Yehuda was first.
Right.
But the point is, it can't be who was on our green and who was our evil. It doesn't match. The names of boys, the Shvatim don't match. We're going to say it's a Tziyuft on him.
What?
It's a Tziyuft on Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana made a statement.
Right.
The same six is the same six. It's not true. Ella, 1 minute. Chamishim osios hayu esim v'chamesh aleven zu. Esim v'chamesh aleven zu. It happens to be it's 25 letters on each stone, which is 50 letters. Okay? The Tosfos on the bottom here says that in order for that to work, Binyamin had to be on two stones. One stone said Beis Nun, and the other stone said Yamin, which is a funny Tosfos. Okay, it's a sheet out there, he quotes. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer. Lo kederach shechalukin b'chumash pekudim. Now, the stones were not set up like it's written in Bamidbar. Chalukin b'avnei ephod. Elo kederach shechalukin b'chumash sheni. The way it's set up in chumash sheni. What's chumash sheni? Shemos. Where? When they left Mitzrayim. Ketan. B'nei Leia Kisidron. B'nei Leia in order. And then B'nei Rachel. Echad Mikan V'Echad Mikan. B'nei Hashemachos Be'emza. So one stone had, Leia had six children. That's one stone. The other one had Yosef, the four Imo's sons, and then Binyamin. Right, Yosef, that's what it says. B'nei Rachel, Echad Mikan, V'Echad Mikan, one at the top, one at the bottom. And then the B'nei Shifachos is Be'emsa.
That's not how it's done either.
What? That's not how it's done on our Grisim either.
Exactly.
The Ella, Mani Mikan Ketoldosam. What does it mean, Ketoldosam then? It's not in chronological order. What does that mean? Bishmosan Shekara Lehen Avian. The names that the father called them. V'lo Bishmosan Shekara Lehen Moshe. Not what Moshe called them. What does that mean? That means Ruvain V'lo Ruvaini. Shimon V'lo Shimoni. Don V'lo Hadoni. God V'lo Hagadi. Anyway, the bottom line is, no Tana, no one says what Rav Kahana said. The answer is, Tiyufta Rav Kahana, Tiyufta. Rav Kahana's wrong. Or look at Rashi, it's like the third skinny line. Tiyufta Rav Kahana, the Lakuli Alma, Ein Zeh Seder, Hagrizim V'Arevel. Nobody says that this is the order of Hagrizim and Arevel. It doesn't fit. The Ilu, Seder Hagrizim, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Yosef, Binyamin, Ud HaRevel, Reuven, God, Asher, Zvulun, Dar, Naphtali. No one says.
It just says that it's unanswered. It doesn't mean he's wrong. We don't know.
It means no Tana agreed with him.
Right.
That's what it means.
That's a taker.
Now, one minute.
No.
That's a...
Tishbeni Tarets, we won't get an answer.
It's just unanswered. The is unanswered.
Now, what does it mean? V'elamai. So what does it mean? V'hachetzio. We didn't answer that question. What does it mean, like the better half? What does that mean? V'hachetzio. So Tana, chetzio shalmol hagrizim. Chetzio shalmol hargrizim miruba michetzio shal harevol. Hargrizim had more than harevol. Why? Mipnei shalevi lamata, because Levi was down below. It makes no sense. Levi was on hargrizim. So the reason Levi had more people because Levi was down below. So that makes no sense. Adarabba. Right. Adarabba. Mipnei Levi lamata batulahu. No, if Levi's not there, they have less people. Right, every shaver had roughly the same amount of people. Roughly. Give or take, right? Roughly the same amount. So, Hachikamar, no. Afal Pisha, Levi Lamata, even though Levi was down below, they still had more people, because B'nai Yosef Imahem, Yosef was there, and Yosef was a very large shaver at the end of, it's because it's Ephraim and Manasseh. It's both of them. It's not split up like that. It's split up with 12. So the Ephraim and Manasseh up on one side, there's both of them, that was a lot of people. Even though it compensated more for Levi not being there, right? Shenamar, like it says, Vayidabru b'nei Yosef es Yoshua lemar, that Yosef said to Yoshua, Madua nasnali nachla goral echad v'chevel echad. How come you only gave me such a small portion? They complained to Yoshua. Vani am rav, we have a lot of people. Vayomar aleim, Yoshua, well im am rav, ate ola lecha hayaira. If you need more space, go to the forest and kick them out and take that for yourself and make cities. Amalahan, Lechu ve'echbiyu atzmechem, go hide yourselves, be'arim in the forest, shlo tishlo behem ayin hara. So you shouldn't have an ayin hara, right? Don't be exposed. Amalei, well, zarid Yosef lo shalta in Abisha. We never have an ayin hara. Dichsev, it says, ben porat Yosef, ben porat ole ayin. Vamar of Yavua altikri, ole ayin, ela ole ayin. Okay, if anyone could explain to me what that means, what is an ayin hara even? It's not such an easy sugya. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Amar No Mehacha. A different vart teaches us that there was no Ayin Hara. It says Vid Gularov Bekar of Aretz Ma Dagim Shabayam Mayim Chasan Alehen. Just like the fish, the water protects them. Vein Ayin Shalotas Behen, and nobody could see them. Av Zara Shal Yosef Ein Ayin Shalotas Behen. So too, the seed of Yosef, nobody could bother them.
Why not?
Taurus Chayim asks. First of all, not all fish are can't be seen. And in the clear water, you can see the fish. Second of all, the comparison doesn't make any sense. The fish are in the water. You're not in the water. But Yosef's walking around in the street. So what does that mean? That there's like a fish. The fish are bedafka. You can't go there. Even if you can see fish in clear water, you go to some central park and you see some fish swimming around. Okay, you can see some fish. Most of them you can't see. Still most of them you can't see. And Yosef's descendants, the Zera of Yosef, they're walking around like me and you in the street. So what does that mean? Why wouldn't they iron her work on them? How are they compared to the fish? Good question. Now the Gemara asks, if you really count up the letters, Hani chamishim otios, chamishim nechi chada hadain. It's really 49 letters. In other words, it doesn't matter who's on which stone. It doesn't matter because the total's not 50. The total's 49. Okay? So the Gemara answers, Amar Yitzchak, Yosef Hosifu Lo'os Achas. No, Yosef had an extra letter in his name. Shenemar, it says, Ages be Yosef Samo, right? There was a hay in his word, right? This is the Yom for Thursdays. Betzeitzo Alaretz Mitzrayim, Maskefla Rav Nachan by Yitzchak. That kid doesn't make any sense. Ketol Dosam be Yon. It has to be Ketol Dosam. And Yosef wasn't born with that letter in his name. Ella, Kala Torah Kula, Binyamin Ksiv. In the whole Torah, it's written Binyamin. It's not true, Binyamin without a Yud. Fahacha, without one Yud. Fahacha, Binyamin Shalem. But on the stone, it was Binyamin with two Yuds. So, but it's not true that every time it says the word Binyamin, it's missing one Yud. It's most of the time. But he points out over here, not every time. Sometimes, but not Rove. Why on earth would that be the case? I don't know. Right? Like it says, Va'aviv Karolo Binyamin, that his father called him Binyamin. So why don't we call him Binyamin with two Yud if that's what his father called him? Why we change it to one Yud? But on the Eifot it was two Yuds. Why? Because that was Ketol Dosam. That's how he was born like that. Right? So why don't we call him Binyamin with two Yuds? Why don't we? The Marshal asked that question. It's a good question, no? So he says, because the whole reason why Yaakov called him Binyamin was Bini Yamin. That doesn't. So once you say it once, how many times do you have to say that? Right? Bini Yamin. He was the son of my... What does Yamin mean? It means strength. It could mean he came from the south, married to Israel. Whatever it means. But it's such a good question, no? Okay. Amar Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Shimon Chasida. Yosef, Shekida Shem Shemayim B'Seser. Yosef was Mekada Shem Shemayim. Nobody knew about that. Nobody knew he did that. So, Hosifu Olav Oz Achas Mishmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. We added him on one name of Hashem. Yehuda, Shekir Shishan Befer Hesra, he did it in public. Nikra Kulo Al Shemo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. His entire name is Hashem's name. Pretty much. Where did he do it in public? You're all thinking it's by Tamar. It's not where it is.
Yosef?
It's no, Yehuda.
Oh, Yehuda.
It's by Chris Yamsov. The Yehuda was the first one to jump in. That's where. That's not today's daf. We're not going to get that tomorrow.
What was that? I thought it was the Eved for the first one who walked up to his neck. Yeah.
Not he's from Shev Yehuda.
Oh, Shev Yehuda. Okay, not from Shev Yehuda.
Right. Yosef, Mayhi. What's the story with Yosef? The Chsiv, it says this week's parsha. Vayhi kayom hazeh ve'avah habaisa lasos malachto. Right, and Yosef went to do his work. Yosef and Potiphar's wife were both ready to sin. You know why? Because who cares that the Torah tells me that Yosef went to do work? What is the point of that? And Yosef went to go to do his work. That doesn't help me with the story at all. Not one iota. You know what? It's alluding to something else. Yosef was mowed the lawn that day. He doesn't know that. Right? For Yavo Abaita, Lasas Malachto. He went into the house to do his work. He's washing the dishes. The Torah doesn't have to tell me that. Rav Shmuel, Chara Malasas Malachto Mamish. Yeah, Mamish should do his work. Why would the Torah tell me that? I need to know that Yosef was washing the dishes after breakfast. The Chara Amar Lasas Tzrachav Nichnas. He went in to do his... Right, meaning he was going to sin with Potiphar's wife. It says, V'ein Ish Me'anche HaBayis. Efshar Bayis Gol Kebeso Shalosa Rasha V'lo Yelo Ish. It could be that there's nobody there. Where is everybody? So everybody knows. Rashi quotes this in Vayeshev. Tana de Beri Bishmol. Oso Hayom Yom Chagam Haya. It was a day of their Chag. Why is there a gimel there? Right? So he says, Rashi says in Chumash, Yom, he says over here on the side, Yom Edom. Right? So did you tell me this, the thing with the Muslim holidays? Someone told me, I don't remember who. Someone told me that every Muslim holiday starts off with the word Eid. Right? All these Muslim holidays all start with the word Eid. So he says, that's a Rashi. The Rashi has that word. It says Eid. Yom Eid Shalem. It was a day, a holiday. That this is an old, you know, Muslim. That's not Muslim, but it was Arab. But even though Egyptians then were not Yishma'ilim.
Yeah.
But it's a word that connoted a holiday. Right? The Gemara here says Yom Chagam, and there's a Gersa change, Yom Eid. Rashi in Vayeshev says it was Yob Ein Shalem. Amra, Ein Liyom, Shenitzkak Liyosef Kayom Azeh. There's no better day than today. Nobody's here. Today's my day that I can get Yosef. So, Fesehu Bibigdo, and he put on his, she put on her clothing, Lamar, right?
She grabbed his clothing,
I'm sorry. Ba'os HaShah, Ba'asa Diyukno Shal Aviv, the visage of Yaakov came, the Nira Asalo Bachalon, and appeared to him at the window.
I thought he looked in the mirror and he saw a reflection of himself, but he looked like his father.
The Gemara says he looked at a window. He saw his father. And he appeared to him in a window. And Tosfos says, because it says nobody was in the house, but Yaakov was in the house. Okay. Amar lo Yosef, asitin achicha kishiyichtivul al avnei eifod. One day they're going to have the stones of the eifod. Va'atem, va'ata b'neihem. And you're going to be there. Ritzon cha shiyimache shimcha mi b'neihem. V'tikra, Rose, Zonos. And they're going to say all these. Your name won't be there. Your name is not going to be there. Dechziv, like it says, Roe Zonos, yavdu hon. You're going to lose out on the hone. Right? Ask the Yaris Devach. What kind of thing is that to tell him? You're going to lose out on the... How about you're going to lose on Mahaba? You're going to do a very big Avera? That doesn't tell him. Your stone name is not going to be in the 8-foot stone. So I'm sure there's a lot of... I'm sure that's a lot of rabbis on Shabbos morning give a drush about that. What's the message of this? The Miyad Vateshev Be'eson Kashto. So the arrow went back into the bow, so to speak. Meaning... What? That's a reference to his, he calmed himself down and he didn't sin. Amar B'Yochanan, Mishum Meir, Sheshava Kashto Le'etano. Right, the bow, he unwound the bow. It was all wound up, ready to shoot out, and it didn't go anywhere. For Yefuzu Zarov Yodov, that's, now the Gemara says something very, very, this is a very controversial Gemara. Noaz Yodov Bekarka, he put his hands in the ground, V'yotza Shechva Zer Mibain Tziparna Yodov, and the Shechva Zer came out of his fingers. The Gemara says.
What was the purpose of that?
Because what was the purpose of that? So the Tshuva HaGaonim says it was just an exaggeration. It's just to show how close he was to sinning.
Uh-huh.
That's all it was. The Ben Yehuda says no. The Gemara says that happened. That kaviyachal happened, right?
So what is it? Was he had help, outside help. If it wasn't for that visage that he saw, he would have done this.
So that's exactly the point. That was not outside help. Anyone, you could do that yourself. That his father, all of a sudden, the nate happened, and Yaakov standing there, don't do that. He was able to say, you know what? At the moment of sin, let me think of a big tzaddik. Right? You don't know the same famous story. If Hashem's in the room, it does not impress you. But if your father's standing right next to you, it's very difficult to sin. Your father's right here. So how do you do that? You're also telling you can do that. Right? If the Chofetz Chaim is standing next to you, you're not going to sin. So he's able to do that. He's able to conjure up the Chofetz Chaim. Yaakov Avinu is even better than that.
Sounds like it came to him. Or
what?
He
conjured up. I think it's he conjured up. I think the Musar is that he was able to do that.
Right. He had to work on himself in that scenario to control himself.
Most of the time, when you really want to have a taifa and you want to sin, you don't want to think of your father. It's the last thing you're thinking about. Or even worse, your mother. So, right? That's the last thing you're going to think about. But if you do that, it's hard to sin. Right? What about Hashem? Okay, so we all know that right? Right. We're more scared of human beings than of Hashem. Okay, it's an old story. But at least he was able to do this. Miyad, right away. Miyad, Abir Yaakov. Oh, Midi Abir Yaakov. Mi Garm Lo. Sheechokek al Avne Ephod. Ella Abir Yaakov. It's Yaakov's image. Umisham Roe Evan Yisrael, Misham Zacha Vanasa Roe. That's what made Yosef be a shepherd. Shemar, like it says, Roe Yisrael Hazina, Noheg Kitzon Yosef. Right?
Yosef be a shepherd. Yosef was a shepherd before that.
What?
Yosef was a shepherd
before. No, it doesn't mean a physical shepherd, it means a spiritual shepherd. What made Yosef so great? He was this. By the way, Ben Yehuda says that the word Erva and Roe have the same letters. Right? You turn that into that. Right? Waxman once said, people always want to have a segula for parnasa. They're always looking for segula for parnasa. He says, the segula for parnasa is to conquer these yetzaharas. Because Yosef conquered it, and he supported the entire world. He was so wealthy, the whole world was supported by him. So you can't get a better segula than that. Right? He was the ruler of the whole world. He supported the entire world because of this. You hear that? Not because he, you know, did other things, ate Chol Yisrael, things like that. He did this, right? He was misgaber in this inyan. It's unbelievable verse.
It's
an unbelievable verse. Tanya, hayaroi Yosef, lotes yimene yud be shvatim. Yosef was roi to have 12 shvatim. Kederach shiyatsu miyakov aviv. Just like Yaakov. Shemar like it says, El told us Yaakov, Yosef. Ella, what happened? Shiyatsa shichva zari ben tiparna. Yadav, the shichva zari came out of his 10 fingers. So he lost 10 shvatim. The afal pikein, right, that's an unbelievable, unbelievable idea. That's why he lost. It's such a... Anyway, the afal pikein, yatsu mi binyamin, achiv. No, but he had 10 from Binyamin, his brother. The Kula Nikra al Shemo, and all 10 were named after Yosef. Shenema, like it says, Ubnei Binyamin, Bela, Bechor, Ubecher, Eshbal. What's Bela? Shenivla Bein Ha'umos. He was swallowed up among the nations. The Mincha Sota asks, how can Binyamin name him that? They thought he was dead. Right? Binyamin didn't know. Binyamin wasn't there. So what did Binyamin think? He was alive? Yaakov thought he was dead. What did Binyamin think? That he was alive somewhere? What kind of name is this? Good question. What do you think? Binyamin thought he was alive. My brother? He's somewhere in the world. I don't know where he is. He's somewhere swallowed up somewhere. What do you think?
As Brisman is giving a little talk, why named the kid Bella?
What did he say? Yeah. Because my son is because my brother who I miss is somewhere he's lost. What are you talking about? He's dead. Right? Okay. Ubecher Bechar Le'imo Haya. He was a Bechar to my mother. Right? The Eshbal Sheshavo Kel. Right? That he's again, same thing. He's exiled in the he's a captive somewhere. So the Ben Yodah says that's the same thing as the first one. Right? Same thing as the first one. So he answers, no, one's with choice and one's without choice. It could be he was sold, like what really happened, or it could be he ran away from home. I miss him for both reasons. But either way, it's kasha because he thought he was dead. Okay, Gera Shagarbach Sanios, he's living somewhere. I don't know where he is. Naman Shinoim Biyosi was very 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 pleasant. Achi Varosh Achihu, my brother Varoshu, my leader Mupim. Now the Gemara doesn't say what Mupim is. So Rashi says over here Beforish Bemedrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Shayapiv kipi Yaakov Avinu, behilchos bahalachas shekibel mishem ve'ever. Mupim comes from the word peh. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? Why does Rashi have to say it? So the Ramban, it's a good question, no? So he says over here. The Maharal says, not the Maharal. Who is it over here? The Marsha says because in Bamidbar he's called something else. He's called Shefufim. He's called a different name. So therefore the Gemara didn't want to say what he is. What it means. That's difficult. Okay. Anyway, chupim, hu lora, chupasi, bani lora izi, chupaso. He didn't see my chupah, I didn't see his chupah. The heir, sher lemen urumasa olam. He went down to the nations. Again, didn't they think he was dead? No, the brothers knew he wasn't dead. The brothers knew he wasn't dead, the brothers sold him. What did Binyamin think? They told Binyamin the truth?
No.
It's not Mashma that told Binyamin the truth. Rashi says in the Vayeshev that Yitzchak knew. Yes. Yitzchak, the father, knew. But he didn't tell Yaakov because he figured, if Hashem doesn't want him to know, I'm not going to tell him.
Right.
So you, Yaakov, scratching his head, what on earth is my son over here, Binyamin, doing, naming all his children as if Yosef's still alive? Right? Isn't that a funny thing?
But I don't know. You can't say, I'll be Ruach HaKodesh.
Who? Yaakov? No, he did not know. Okay. Ikad Amri Ve'er, Shapanov Domin Levered. His face was like a flower. Amr of Chia. A rose, yeah. Amar of Chiyah Abba, Amar of Yochanan, B'shah, Sha'amar lo Paro li Yosef, U'baldecha lo Yorim Mitzroshi as Ish as Yadi. When Paro told Yosef, nobody else is going to do a lift a finger here without your authority. When that happened, Amar Tzdignini Paro, the advisor to Paro, you lost your mind? Evet Shalachu Rabo Be'esrim Kesef, a slave that we bought for $20, Yitzam Shiluhu Aleinu, you made him the leader? So Amar Lahen, Kinune Malchus and Iroobo. I see Malchus in him. It's a mistake that he was sold as a slave. Can't be, he's a slave. I see Malchus in him. Amrulo, Im Kain, Yeh Yodea B'Shivim Lashon. Does he know 70 languages? Which I guess was a requirement to be a leader in Egypt. But Gavriel, Velindu Shivim Lashon. Gavriel came, taught him 70 languages. Lohayalo. He wasn't able to, didn't work. Where am I?
He wasn't able to master.
Yeah. I couldn't learn it. Hosef lo oz achas mishmo shal kodesh baruch hu v'lamad. They added a letter of Hashem's name, and he was able to do it. Shenemar edis bi Yosef samo. Potato la'aretz mitzrayim. Fas lo yadat yeshma. I couldn't learn the languages. Right? L'machar kol lishn d'ishtoye paro b'hadei ahadolei. Any language paro talked to him in, he would answer back in that language. Ishtoye b'ir b'loshen kodesh. L'haveka yadim mayha amalei. Then Yosef talked in Hebrew, and paro didn't know the language. So amalei igmeri, teach me it. So Agmere taught it to him, v'lo gamar, he wasn't able to be mekabel it. Amalei ishtabali d'lo l'dasi d'lo maglez ishtabalo. Swear to me, you're not going to tell anybody I can't speak Hebrew. And Yosef said, fine, I swear. So why wasn't paro ineligible?
So the
Marsha says, because Hebrew is not one of the seven languages.
So it's 71 now.
Right? Yeah. So Amalei, ki Amalei, avi ishbiani lemor. Then when Yaakov died, Yosef went over to Paro and said, you know, my father wants to be buried in Israel. I swore I would do it for him. So Amalei, zil ishtala shavasa. So go undo your shavua. I'm not letting you go. Amalei, well, if ishtala nami adidach, then I'll undo my shavua and I'll tell everybody that you can't speak Hebrew. Even though he didn't want him to go, Amalei, Alei, the cover is Avicha Kasher Shbiacha. Nothing I can do about it. I'm not happy about it, but I will abide by your shvua, and I'll let you take your father.
So basically, he extorted him.
Correct. Correct.
Can you name any of the 70 languages besides?
The old ancient languages, I don't know what they are.
Farsi, maybe.
It was 70 languages back
then? There's a lot more than 70 languages today. Today? A lot more than 70. There's hundreds.
Primary.
Yeah, exactly. It's this primary, like, you know, there's a lot of variations. Even Spanish. There's more than one Spanish, no? They're similar, but okay. We'll talk about that. Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.